are doing the Saturday edition of this program. We do it live every single night of the week, unlike some of those talk show hosts that, you know, they don't take time off. We do take a little time off. Each of us does the show 6 days a week, and so there's 1 day per week, or 2 days per week, when both of us are not on the same show.
That's correct.
We do have other wonderful co-hosts who fill in for us or come in on those particular days. So you can join us any old time you want to. The phone lines are always open at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free at 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the website by submitting what we call show prep to the site. It could be everything from a blog post to a news item to a YouTube video. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it as show prep to the site, and then it'll come up in the upcoming stories queue. Now, to be honest, the site has lacked something that is going to be coming at some point in the future. It's kind of like a how-to. Because it is a pretty complicated website to some extent, although, I mean, when I say complicated, there's a lot on the site. The concept of the site is pretty simple. You submit something to it, you then vote up or down as to whether or not you like the items on the site. So
I've submitted things. It's not that complicated.
It's not complicated to submit things, but I guess some people didn't understand that there's this upcoming stories queue. So when you first submit an item to the website, it doesn't pop right up on the front page. It goes into the what they call the upcoming stories queue, where others can then start voting for it or voting against it. And the most voted up, when it gets a certain number of votes, it then gets promoted to possibly being up on the front page of the site. And the more votes it gets, the more likely it's going to be up toward the top of the site. So it's kind of this social aggregating, bookmarking news site. And one thing that's been missing until today has been the ability, and I didn't even know this, and it was just reported by someone submitting a story, like basically a bug report submitting it as show prep, and then others voting it up. So our listeners, the market, if you will, online, told us, hey, sure would be cool to be able to vote down after you've accidentally voted up. So if you accidentally hit the wrong button on a vote, there was no way to correct it before, but now you can. So I think that's a nice little feature to add. So, yeah, now you can correct if you screw up, or maybe you change your mind and you thought the story was good or you thought it was bad and you want to vote in the reverse. You can now do that over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. I want to start out the show tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, but with a story we haven't touched on in a while, it's probably just because we haven't seen any stories in the news about it, doesn't mean it's not happening, just means we haven't seen it, and that is hazing. Specifically at college campuses, but hazing in general, because it does happen in other places. It's kind of this.
Many military units will have hazing.
Yeah, and other, I guess, societies might have hazing.
I had a girlfriend who was in the band, and apparently there was some kind of, in high school, and there was some kind of hazing process for that.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it wasn't sanctioned, but
hazing can range from kind of silly and fun, and mostly harmless, to absolutely dangerous and life-threatening.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when it crosses the line from silly and fun into becoming dangerous, I think is when people really need to step back and take a look at what's going on here. And do you really want to be involved in a group of people that values their humanity at such a low level? Because I think you have to really put your humanity aside for some of the hazing things we're going to talk about here.
Certainly things that, you know, some hazing is inhumane. And I've heard excuses for hazing, you know, in that it builds loyalty and things like that. And a lot of them sound like excuses to me.
You mean excuses to be abusive toward other human beings?
Yeah. I mean, I had a situation where I was in high school and there was a hazing process involved. It was institutionalized, as a matter of fact.
It usually is, right?
No, it's not. I don't know that it generally is. You know, many times the colleges won't allow hazing. But
oh, you mean the actual institution was okay with this?
This was the Latin Club at the high school I went to, and they had every year they had a slave sale in the.
Oh.
You know, they would show what it was like to, you know, in these times, Roman times, people were bought and sold. And so we would go out to the beach.
We had one of those when I was in high school.
This was in, you know, out of the beach in Bradenton, Florida, and it was a nice beach time, and then they'd do the slave sale, and, you know, the money would go to the Latin Club, and they'd do, I don't know, whatever the Latin Club did with the money, and people would, you know, there'd be a couple of hours, there'd be a pizza party and that kind of thing. But I was, you know, it was pretty rough as far as the hazing process. I remember the guy took a jersey. He was some kind of, you know, sports player, took a jersey and tied a pizza pizza crust to my forehead, and, you know, some other, you know, sort of things that went on. And you know what? That next year, I couldn't wait for the slave sale. And I brutalized, you know, in the same sort of humiliating way, the next guy that came along. And this is, it's a cycle of abuse.
It really is. So I'll give you an example here of hazing. And then, of course, you're certainly welcome to add to the discussion. Perhaps you've been involved in hazing rituals. Perhaps you have been abused or you have actually dealt out the abuse, or both, because typically you receive the abuse and then you deal it out, as you're pointing out, over, you know, the next batch of recruits comes in. So here's what brought this to my attention, or brought this topic up. It's a story out of the Boston area, Boston University, where hub detectives are seeking charges against 14 suspects, this according to the Boston Herald, following a hazing report at a Boston University frat early Monday, where cops said the victims were lashed together with tape, smeared in condiments, doused in beer, and wearing only their underwear. The 14 who are not...
I wouldn't call that life-threatening.
I wouldn't necessarily either, but let me give you a little more info. The 14 who were not named by cops yet, because clerk magistrate must rule on the case first, face a total of 70 complaints, according to Boston police. There were five victims of the suspected hazing at Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity. Police report someone could be heard shouting just after midnight Monday when police responded to a call of loud music. Police said they heard, "The cops are here." According to a police report, the five victims were covered in food, condiments, and beer. Officers observed the victims to be shivering and fearful. They were all tied together via duct tape, wrist to wrist, to form a human chain.
I wonder whether they were fearful of the people that tied them up and put condiments on them, or they were fearful of the cops and the embarrassment that they have because they've been found in this condition. You know, when you're in the hazing process, you realize that most of the people who are hazing you have been hazed. So you have this camaraderie kind of, you know, it's the cycle of abuse. They're in the cycle with you. Mm-hmm. Whereas if somebody from the outside comes along, that's the embarrassment.
Well, you know, it does say they were shivering here, which suggests that
probably
it was cold.
Yeah, they had Sprite poured on them or whatever.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe the, you know, windows in the house were left open, or some sort of, you know, additional tactic was being used to make them very cold. But so the officers inquired if they were all right, and no one replied verbally to the officers. One of the victims looked at the officers with tears coming down his face, shook his head from right to left and back, indicating no. Officers cut the five victims loose and brought them upstairs, interviewed suspects that were present in the house, and denied knowing why there were victims in the basement, freezing in the basement even. Now, I can tell you that in New England, basements, even if a house is heated, the basement tends to be a pretty darn cold place to be.
Can be.
And
situation.
So they were freezing, ostensibly here, according to the report. And humiliated, petrified, and covered in various substances. All 14 suspects will face complaints of hazing, failure to report hazing, and assault and battery. Three of the 14 suspects will also face complaints of keeper of a disorderly house. Now, I don't really feel like these people should be criminally prosecuted, because ultimately, people who are going through hazing processes did consent to some extent, right? Did they necessarily consent to all of it? I don't know.
Well,
but
I think that the hazing process is intended. I mean, usually what I hear about hazing process, remember that they haze Navy SEALs. They haze Green Berets. The government sanctions essentially a hazing process for these people. Why? To weed out the weak. For the fraternity, what you're trying to do is weed out the people that are not loyal enough to the fraternity. And if you're loyal enough, you'll be let in. So, yeah, I think in most cases, if you say, "I want to be let go," they're going to let you do that. Go ahead, walk out. And matter of fact, that's what they try to get you to do often. Walk out.
Is leave.
Get out of here. Leave.
Interesting.
And the ones that won't leave, they get to be in the club.
That's a good question. See, I've never been involved in any of this because it's creepy to me, and I want nothing to do with that. I don't think you get friends, good friends, based on abusing one another.
Some would disagree.
But yeah, I'm sure some do. And if you would like to comment on this, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. If someone says, "Let me go," will they be let go if they're already in deep? 855-450-3733. Is there a hazing safe word? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. You can go there and experience the webcam. We've got it. And the chat room is built into the same page. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all at once over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You know, a lot of people have asked me in the past about liberty-oriented music. What do I think is the, you know, where do we find liberty-oriented music? One of the best bands I've heard so far is Raja Mojo. You can go listen to them at YouTube.com. It's RAJAMOJO, Raja Mojo. But what we've done here on Free Talk Live is we've kind of put together a campaign to drive Raja Mojo up the charts at CDBaby.com. Because one of the great things about music is that, you know, it can get messages out to people who otherwise wouldn't hear it. So for, well, I think it was $3.16 to get all four of the songs over at CDBaby.com. You know, maybe you want them all, maybe you don't want them all. But, you know, go over to CDBaby.com. And, you know, thanks to everybody who has done this, by the way, because Raja Mojo really is up the charts. Let me tell you some of the numbers here. Retro rock, number one and two. 70s rock, number one. Intelligent dance music, number one. Beatles pop, number two. Folk rock, number two. Hard rock, number two and three. Political, two, four, five, and six. And so if you want to see, well, liberty-oriented music thrive, you need to make an investment in it. Raja Mojo at CDBaby.com.
All right, so we started out the show with a story from Boston University where some young males were tied up in a basement. They were duct taped to one another. They had been humiliated by a variety of beer and condiments and food items being thrown upon them, smeared on them, doused with them, etc. But there was one little fact that the Boston Herald left out of their piece that was included in the CBS News report about the same instance. And that is that the students were... It was mentioned that they were in the basement. They were stripped to their underwear, and there were red welts on their backs.
They're beaten.
So, ostensibly, they were beaten with something.
Well, you know, when you see the paddles with the Greek letters on them, mm-hmm. It's not really a surprise. I mean, that...
You mean they're not playing ping pong?
No. Those paddles are intended to light the bottom up of someone. And I had a situation, you know, one time a friend was showing me his Greek paddle, and I'm like, oh, come on, what do they do with that? And, you know, I was a tough guy when I was young. Yep. And I'm like, go ahead. Let me see what it was like. And I'll tell you what, that was
hurts,
a really
huh?
severe whopping.
Wow.
Just one time.
Did it have holes in it?
Yeah, it did have holes in it.
Wow. Man, that's sick. I'm sorry. That, to me, seems whacked. But there's another piece here that I want to share, which I was looking
I
around
used to
for.
Voluntarily, fight people. So
I was looking around to see what sort of hazing's in the news here, and as I was doing that, I found a piece called "In Defense of Hazing." So somebody is going to try to defend this sick, abusive, this activity that is apparently pretty common on college campuses and other places around this country. We'll get to that here in a moment, but you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Mike is driving through Kansas listening to XM Satellite Radio. It's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you guys again. I love your show. I wish that you were on for a longer period of time each night, but I know that we all have a life, right? But
we do 3 hours a night, and that's it's a decent length for a radio show.
Yeah, I know. I could listen to you guys all day, to tell you the honest truth. That's what I meant. But last night, the female personality that was on, when you're going over the story about the raid where the police chief was killed, I think that all of you made the comment, why weren't they wearing bulletproof vests? And I just wanted to clarify something. For a hobby, I reload my own ammunition, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of research on body armor, soft body armor, and this is just something that I learned. There are three types of soft body armor, level 1, level 2, and level 3A. Now, all law enforcement wears is level 3A. Now, soft body armor will only defeat a projectile moving at 1,800 feet per second or less.
Right.
Which is pretty much all handgun rounds. Now, the thing that will scare a law enforcement officer is a rifle. And I'm almost guaranteeing that those officers were shot with a rifle. I'm sure that they were wearing body armor.
Hmm.
No body armor will defeat a rifle round. Anything moving over 1,800
feet. No soft body armor. No soft body armor will defeat a rifle round.
They could still have a plate in there, right?
Yeah, they have those. I don't know. They're kind of like this really thick clay stuff that the soldiers will wear, and there's also metal plates that'll go with these soft body armor.
Yeah, those are plates, and those are worn in what's called a plate carrier. There's ceramic plate and steel. Steel plates mm-hmm. will ricochet, and most ceramic plates will only absorb one round. Now, neither of those are called standalone. They all require soft body armor as a secondary method to keep the bullet from penetrating. That's just something I thought I wanted to clarify. But the other thing is this. With the hazing, look at what people are willing to go through to belong to a group.
Yeah. Sick.
It's those people that get hazed grow up to be police officers.
Well, they grow up to be all kinds of things. I mean, these hazings happen in college fraternities and sororities across the country, and they're certainly not all becoming cops. They end up in all manner of roles in society. But it's a really disturbing thing. Have you ever experienced this?
I've never experienced it. I was, however, in the Army. I joined the Army when I was 18 years old, and that kind of stuff did go on quite often. And there was something else that was really important to me that on the show several nights ago I was listening, and you were talking about how you wanted to see people stand up for somebody getting jackbooted by the cops. And you said something to the effect of, you know, if people would step in and say, hey, stop, enough, get off of them, and let the guy get away. Well, you know what? That is the way it has to be, but people are so freaking scared. Now, once I have a feeling.
By the way, I wasn't advocating that necessarily as much as I was saying that if people are going to snap and get violent, I would prefer to see them do an intervention instead. So what I was talking about, just to clarify for anyone who's just tuning in and didn't hear that original conversation, the idea being that there's plenty of video of people just standing around watching and shooting video with cell phone cameras as the police are savagely beating someone, someone who absolutely didn't deserve to be beaten, and they just stand around and they watch. And we know from post interviews of these very people that some of them are saying things like, someday we're going to bust in there. We're going to do something about this. We're going to essentially get violent. And I feel like it's going to go from one extreme to the other. It's going to go from the extreme of people doing nothing to people actually getting violent and then, you know, proceeding to beat the cops. And I don't want to see that happen. So I was simply suggesting that if something is going to snap, that I hope that instead those people just, you know, pull the police officer off the individual that they are attacking and stop the violence rather than reciprocating with violence. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I certainly understand, and I by no means wanted to misrepresent what you said. Now, we all know that it is a felony to even put your finger in the chest of a police officer.
Sure.
But what's going to have to happen is people are going to have to see it several times before they can get it into their mind and say, look, it's okay to stand up. It's okay to protect somebody who's getting jackbooted. I want to see that too. You know, we need the police. They're the first line of defense.
We need good cops who are actually focused on peace rather than mindlessly enforcing stupid laws and, yeah, focused on de-escalation. Mike, thanks for the call and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. You can talk about hazing or body armor, whatever is on your mind. Coming up, somebody's going to defend hazing. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of stuff, and that includes our mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, as well as the software that you'll need to tune in. So go to m.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different sayings over there. Sometimes I like to go and just browse the website and read the sayings and the bumper stickers. Very enjoyable. And you can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. They've got stickers available in bulk if you've got some kind of retail outlet or, you know, we go to gun shows or flea markets or whatever. Also, they will make custom bumper stickers for your church, band, business, whatever you want. It's libertystickers.com.
We're talking about hazing, although you can certainly bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are in favor of hazing, as the author of In Defense of Hazing is going to tell us about here in a moment here, which to me is just like saying you're in favor of abuse, because that's really all we're talking about, is people justifying their abuse that happened to them after the fact and justifying the cycle of abuse because they likely went on to abuse other people. But that's what I consider hazing to be. However, it's consensual abuse. So I think that, Mark, you know, we talked about how the police are looking at charging 14 people in this particular hazing in Boston University, where some young males were found shivering in a freezing cold basement, sitting in their underwear, covered in beer and all manner of different food items and condiments and such. They were all duct taped together. It even had red welts on their backs. And, you look at a case like that, and that's really a pretty lightweight kind of hazing, considering some of the stuff we've heard about in the past. But I think that you had said that you believe that if somebody says stop, somebody says let me go, that they would be allowed to let go, be let go.
Certainly in most cases.
I would hope so, but I would say that criminal charges shouldn't happen up until that point. If someone says stop and they don't stop,
that's kidnapping.
At that point, that's a criminal charge. But prior to that, I think that, you know, you're game, if you're game to be hazed, then you're game for whatever it is they're going to dish out to you until you tell them to stop.
I suppose you have 10 seconds after the person says stop in order to come to your senses or whatever. But, you know, some very short period of time after the person says stop, you know, if you're in full swing on one of these paddles or something like that and the person says stop when you're halfway through, it's not really fair.
Right, right. But would you agree with me that up until that point, police shouldn't be involved, the state shouldn't be involved, the prosecution isn't necessary? We'll continue here. In defense of hazing still to come, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Max is listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Houston, Texas. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I've been following your show quite a bit, listening to it, and it has its good points and its bad points. But I think last night I kind of got the gist that y'all think it's great that the police officer got killed.
Well, I think we said a couple of times that that wasn't the case.
Well, but you were backtracking because that's what you said to start with.
No,
I don't. When would we have said that it was great?
You implied that it was justified without really. You know, it's just like this thing down in Florida. The whole thing has not really been investigated properly. The whole thing has not really been looked into properly.
Well, hold on. Let's bring our listeners up to speed, Max, because not everybody may have been tuned in last night. What you're referring to is a story out of Greenland, New Hampshire, where there were four cops that were shot and a fifth police chief was actually killed. So four shot.
A lot of these towns in New Hampshire, the police chief is the one guy that's a cop in that town.
I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know either. I'm just saying that
But we do know it was the New Hampshire Drug Task Force. We do know that this drug task force was serving some sort of a drug raid on a particular house where they were targeting an individual who was ostensibly selling steroids. So we know why they were doing what they were doing. It was a part of the war on drugs.
We know that the police chief said that his final act before he was going to retire was to get this guy. So it has that whole, I shot the sheriff kind of feel to it, that there's this vendetta going on.
And I never at any point, and Mark, you were here, I never at any point said that it was a good thing that this officer was shot. I said it was a tragedy that these officers were shot, and it was an entirely preventable tragedy, because if these guys weren't there on their precious war on drugs, which of course is completely fruitless and futile and pointless, then they never would have gotten shot, and everybody could have gone home to their families that night, because they would have been investigating real crimes instead of people trying to get high or buff themselves up or whatever it is that that they're trying to do.
And what I said is how many lives. Wait. I want to make it clear what I said too. I asked the question: how many lives and how much sacred treasure are we going to throw after this failed war on drugs? When all we have to do is look at places like Amsterdam and Portugal and how their drug usage has dropped over time. To me, if you want to know how I feel about this, this is kind of like you telling the neighbor kid over and over again you shouldn't play in the street, and then at some point or another a car hits him.
You're correct in one point. The war on drugs has really failed. It's a policy that is not good for anybody, period. But the whole thing needs to be thrown out and started over with. What can we do to correct this? But our so-called government will not sit down and try to correct things. Instead, they just keep adding more and more and more.
Right.
To distort everything.
So it sounds like we completely agree, Max, because you're right. They do continue to ramp up and escalate their war on drugs.
Yes, but I think it's good that y'all have that type of viewpoint, take things to an extreme where people do have a dialogue. Incidentally, I drive all over the United States. I have been up in New Hampshire. It is beautiful up there.
It absolutely is. And drugs are everywhere, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And no matter how many drug dealers are shot or taken off the streets by these police, they'll just be replaced by somebody else. And as you pointed out, this war on drugs is insane, and we don't need to start it over. It just needs to end. So to answer your question earlier, it just needs to end. And these cops, just like the war on alcohol back in the early part of the 20th century, ended at some point. This one needs to end too. And with it, with the end of the war on drugs, we'll end most of the violence. and most of the theft and most of the robberies that are associated with drug use.
So let me ask you this.
Well,
now, before you go on, you were concerned that we were not being deferential enough to the police officers in this case. Do you think it's – now, you're a trucker. I think truckers keep America moving. I think that they're an important aspect of the American economy. And if we didn't have truckers, that things would really, really be messed up. Why don't, when truckers get killed – by the way, truckers, much higher on the list of deadly jobs in America than police officers. Why, when truckers get killed, don't we have parades?
Well, every once in a while they do have a funeral procession or something like that.
That's awesome.
To a trucker.
But they don't. But the town,
only other drivers.
But the town doesn't sanction it. The town doesn't sanction it, and people don't come out for it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You're correct. But incidentally, truckers have now, with the different regulations that we have annual physicals where they do drug testing. We have random drug testing where they call you in and say, "How we need you to go to so and so," and with no notice to have the drug test, which I think is great, because I have seen years ago you'd see these guys, their eyes look like road maps because they've been driving 24 hours, taking all kinds of pills, everything else.
Well, if a private company wants to institute drug testing, that's their business. I don't support
right.
it being forced on everybody. Besides, you and I both know that no amount of drug tests is ever going to stop people who want to use drugs from using drugs. I'm sure you realize that, Max. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's the toll-free number here. When he's talking about the funeral processions, those are drivers, professional drivers
yeah.
that are having their own procession.
Awesome.
So 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about the police, the war on drugs, or hazing, your experiences with hazing, and maybe you want to defend hazing, I think it's pretty sick, personally. 855-453.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
That they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you on this live Saturday edition is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there. Different Amazons for different countries. So there's Amazon US, Canada, UK. Click into the right one for you and then get your shopping done, because it's the same Amazon experience you're used to, just entering through our affiliate link so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com's got everything, and it's got it at rates that you won't believe. Got to go to ManVentureOutpost.com before you buy anything for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, whether it's you or someone you love. They've got knives, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition these days. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is when you shop online. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Now, like I said, they've got some of the best rates that you're going to be able to find, so 5% off at ManVentureOutpost.com really is a savings. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We're talking about hazing. Well, that's one of the topics that has come up this particular hour. It's what we started the show out with. And thus far, no one has called to relay to us their experience with hazing. Is it because you're too embarrassed?
Yeah.
Because some people apparently...
I relayed mine, and it's embarrassing, I got to say.
Some people are apparently proud of it. There's an article I have here from the New York Daily News called In Defense of Hazing. We can get to that here in a moment. But for those of you who may be unfamiliar with this, you're fortunate if you've never come across it. It is something that is relatively common, apparently, in fraternities and sorority houses at various colleges across the country.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there no role for hazing?
If we're talking about humiliation of other human beings and or possibly assaulting or harming them, yeah, I would say there's no role for that. I think it's sick and twisted.
To me, the extreme of hazing is what happens to Navy SEALs, Green Berets, the special forces in the United States. There's of course the Force Recon and the Marines and the Air Commandos and Air Force. I'm sure the Coast Guard has their version too, but they have these programs. For these elite teams, and there's more elite teams that I haven't even mentioned, and each of them has, it's a component of hazing. Obviously, it's couched in the realm of testing one physically, but to some extent, That's what hazing is. It's testing someone physically, emotionally, and psychologically in order to get into your group. Now, I think, frankly, the idea of testing someone to get into your fraternity, really, please, I mean, like, your organization isn't worth that to me.
Oh, but Mark, fraternities, and if you listen to their proponents, these things create friendships that last a lifetime. Don't you want that?
I think everybody wants friendships that last lifetimes. You know, somebody did call into the show about his situation with a fraternity where he got out of a fraternity. What I can't remember what his reason was, but he decided to get out, and suddenly those guys didn't hang out with him anymore.
Oh, yeah, because they're not your real friends.
Because it's like you have to belong to the club, and it's very strange.
Well, it's like rent a friend essentially. Like you don't pay your dues, you don't go through the hazing process, you don't do what you're told to do.
What
you're
if
out.
There's somebody you don't like in this fraternity? I mean, there's all kinds of people doing all kinds of silly things that I've heard of in fraternities. So, you know, I don't want to be around that, but I have to like these guys. They're my brothers.
I think that, you know, if the excuse behind hazing or these, you know, tests that people must pass in order to be parts of these groups is that it somehow brings people together, I don't believe that. I think that there are plenty of ways for people to bond.
Well, people do bond.
Without beating one another and humiliating one another.
People do bond over sort of extreme circumstances. So there's no doubt about it. You can see that oftentimes there's statistics and stories about, you know, if I'm going to use, you know, genders here. A man rescues a woman in some circumstance. Those people will often get into a relationship. And often the relationship doesn't work out in the long run because it wasn't based on anything, but people,
well, right. And this isn't based on anything either, except for the fact that y'all got peed on together or something crazy like that. So 855-450-FREE, if you'd like to share with us your thoughts on hazing or experiences with it, at 1-855-450-3733. So here's the piece from the New York Daily News in defense of hazing. This is pretty fresh, written a couple days ago. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, writes the author. In the basement of a fraternity at Dartmouth College, I watched as two of my best friends stood on either side of a trash can. They had just competed to see who could drink the most beer in the shortest amount of time. Now they were attempting to pull the trigger, that is, inducing vomiting, to get rid of the 15 cups of beer in each of their stomachs. But there was a twist. The first guy reached his hand into the mouth of the second guy, attempting to pull his trigger for him, while the second guy did the very same thing to the first guy. Soon enough, they both succeeded in helping each other disgorge the beer.
Thank goodness.
Or not.
I'm not sure.
In awe, says the author, I whispered to the person standing next to me, "It's like watching two kittens lick each other clean." Now, just those first four paragraphs to me are disturbing.
Yeah, I'm freaked out.
That this is, again, not a violent form of hazing. There's no actual violence being engaged here in this particular example. But the person could look at this display and say something like, it's the most beautiful thing they had ever seen. What? How twisted do you have to be to make a statement like that? That's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? Not a beautiful vista of the sunrise in the morning, or the sunset at night, or the starry sky, or
the birth of your wife, or your child, excuse me.
Right, or your lover's face, or whatever. Not one of these things, but no. Two frat house boys pulling on each other's uvula so they can puke up a bunch of beer that they swallowed moments before? So this should give you an indicator of where exactly this particular person who's writing this article, who's, you know, ostensibly some kind of doer, some person who, let's see, he's a writer. He's contributed to Salon, the Good Men Project, Nerve in the Atlantic. You know, this is some person, Snowden Wright is his name in the New York Daily News. Mr. Wright, you know, is ostensibly a successful person.
I don't understand what Mr. Wright is writing about.
Ostensibly this person is a successful writer. You know, he's being published in the New York Daily News and Salon.com, etc. These are fairly renowned places to be
certainly
published.
I wouldn't argue with that.
So the point being that these people who are being hazed do go on to productive lifestyles, obviously. But, you know, it makes you wonder, like, what have they been through? What are these people doing to one another? And why the pleasure? Why is it beautiful to watch this happen? This, to me, is despicable and unsettling. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. He goes on with his piece. Over the past few months, such activities within Greek organizations at Dartmouth and elsewhere have come under scrutiny, due mostly to claims made by a young writer named Andrew Loos. Now, the former Sigma Alpha Epsilon, pledge made allegations about hazing rituals while accusing Dartmouth administrators of turning a blind eye. Gee, that's not a surprise, is it? So on one hand, the administrators of these schools issue press releases and make statements publicly saying, we will not tolerate this hazing on our campuses. This is terrible. When, if you actually go back in their past, they probably were members of fraternities as well. Right. And so they're just saying that. They're just saying that as they look the other way when allegations are being made. So they allegedly were turning a blind eye. In addition to detailing his experiences in Dartmouth's student newspaper, Mr. Loos was recently the subject of a Rolling Stone article entitled Confessions of an Ivy League Frat Boy. Now, according to the author of this particular article, he says he was a member of the very same fraternity almost a decade ago. And he says, although my experience as a pledge was not exactly the same as Loos's, in that he never had to eat a vomit omelet, for example, nor did I have to chug cups of vinegar.
Now, you know, there's all kinds of communicable diseases out there and bacteria that humans carry.
You mean like eating someone's vomit might carry?
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. I mean, so this really is putting someone's life in danger. I mean, you don't know whether they're getting HPV or whatever from this.
Is it possible also, I mean, this guy's saying, well, you know, 10 years ago it wasn't like this. Is it possible also that each year things get more extreme?
I would think that it would be, at least... I would think that the pledges from last year, those are the ones that are administering this generally.
And come up with what the next year victims will
like, let's
experience.
Let's turn it up.
Right. So if each year everyone turns it up to 11, then after two decades, what do you got? 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome here. We'll continue with this piece called In Defense of Hazing, which you might as well just retitle it, In Defense of Sick, Twisted Abuse on People That I Want to Think Are My Friends. But I don't think friends treat each other like this. Not my friends, at least. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If your friends want to subject you to humiliation and abuse, they're not your friends. We're coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drives for free.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for
Zone. You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.